Nolte, What Should Have Won the Best Picture Oscar, 1980-1989. By John Nolte on April 23, 2021. In part 7 of this series we look at the movies that should have won the Best Picture Oscar between 1980 and 1989. Like the 50s, because a Republican president very much defined the era, the 80s continue to be unfairly maligned as a terrible decade for movies by foo-foo critics. As you will see below, this is an outrageous and anti-science lie. Let's begin. 1980. What did win? Ordinary People. Because everyone believes Raging Bull and only Raging Bull should have won Best Picture. Robert Redford's Oscar-winning directorial debut is constantly attacked as something along the lines of a subpar movie of the week. Well, it's not. This is a deeply moving story about violence. Emotional violence from a mother who cannot forgive her son for surviving the accident that killed her favorite son. A brutal and shocking theme told through subtle, insightful, and brilliant performances, most especially from Mary Tyler Moore. What Should Have Won, Atlantic City. Director Louis Malle's tender examination of the destruction of a city and a way of life gets better with each viewing. Burt Lancaster is equal parts dazzling and heartbreaking as an aging, full-time loser who refuses to act like one. Susan Sarandon is his equal as a woman determined to improve her lot in a life weighed down by her own bad choices. They make the unlikeliest of lovers, and then comes one of those knockout endings you should have seen coming from a mile away and didn't. See also, Coal Miner's Daughter, Bronco Billy, Stir Crazy, Dress to Kill, Blues Brothers, My Bodyguard, Gloria, Out of the Blue, Empire Strikes Back, The Final Countdown, The Shining, Urban Cowboy, Stardust Memories, and The Big Red One. 1981. What did win? Chariots of Fire. One of those movies I really want to like and can't. What Should Have Won, Body Heat. Screenwriter Lawrence Kasdan made his debut with this sweaty thriller about an idiot lawyer, William Hurt, who falls for the sexiest woman to ever stroll through his shitty little town, a never more beautiful Kathleen Turner. Kasdan adds all the steamy sex we knew was going on in Double Indemnity without making it sleazy. A sexy movie for adults that plays as well today as it did 40 years ago. See also, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Wolfen, Escape from New York, Superman 2, For Your Eyes Only, Nighthawks, On Golden Pond, The Road Warrior, An American Werewolf in London, Reds, Sharky's Machine, Das Boot, Blowout, and Zorro, The Gay Blade. 1982. What did win? Gandhi. An obvious piece of Oscar bait that succeeded. Gandhi is a terrific film everyone should see once. Once is quite enough. What Should Have Won, The Verdict. Paul Newman delivers a performance for the ages as an aging, alcoholic, ambulance-chasing lawyer up against a city machine that protects the elite at all costs. He's handpicked to defend a woman put into a coma by negligent doctors because everyone knows he will take the settlement money and run. And then he doesn't. Look at the titles below. What a year to turn 16, which I did. Man, I thought movies were always going to be this good. See also, E.T., An Officer and a Gentleman, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Tootsie, Poltergeist, Rocky III, First Blood, Night Shift, Blade Runner, The Gray Fox, Death Wish 2, The Thing, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Pink Floyd, The Wall, and My Favorite Year. 1983. What did win? Terms of Endearment. An eccentric and funny movie about disparate people brought together by terminal cancer. What Should Have Won? The Right Stuff. In another year filled with cinematic gold, The Right Stuff is an easy choice. This hilarious, moving, perfectly offbeat look at the early days of the American space program does everything right. See also, Return of the Jedi, The Dead Zone, King of Comedy, Local Hero, Trading Places DC, Cab, A Christmas Story, Monty Python's Meaning of Life, Eddie and the Cruisers, Tender Mercies, War Games, Scarface, Silkwood, Gorky Park, Zelig, The Big Chill, and Risky Business. 1984. What did win? Amadeus. Another obvious piece of Oscar bait everyone should see at least once, if only for the performances of its two leads, Tom Hulce and Murray Abraham. The story of Mozart's undeserved natural talent and early death also delivers a fascinating theme about the sense of envy and ambition at the hands of a man who had everything but just couldn't be satisfied. Nope, he had to have it all, and it destroyed him. What Should Have Won, Once Upon a Time in America. Unforgivably butchered by the studio or its American release, director Sergio Leone's epic gangster tale is one of the first movies to be saved by home video and, ever since, its reputation has improved with each passing decade. You've never before seen a gangster movie like this one, and you never will again. See also, Beverly Hills Cop, Ghostbusters, Gremlins, Karate Kid, Footloose, Splash, Romancing the Stone, Moscow and the Hudson, 16 Candles, The Natural, Purple Rain, Red Dawn, A Soldier's Story, All of Me, Garbo Talks, Body Double, Goonies, Paris, Texas, The Terminator, and The Killing Fields. 1985. What Did Win, Out of Africa. Director Sidney Pollack won a long-overdue Oscar for a lush, beautifully filmed, if somewhat staid romance. What Should Have Won, Runaway Train. A canon film? You would award the Best Picture Oscar to a canon film? Well, have you seen it? A thrilling, suspenseful work of existentialism from director Andrei Konkolovsky about two desperate convicts. A brilliant John Voight and Eric Roberts, who escape from an Alaskan prison's sadistic warden. The great John P. Ryan, and jump aboard a runaway train with no engineer. A majestic, exciting look at what it means to be truly alive. See also, Back to the Future, Day of the Dead, Purple Rose of Cairo, Falcon and the Snowman, Silverado, Twice in a Lifetime, Witness, Brazil, Pale Rider, Vision Quest, The Jagged Edge, Mask, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, The Color Purple, Prizzi's Honor, and Code of Silence. 1986. What Did Win, Platoon. Director, Wright Oliver Stone announced his arrival with one of the best anti-war movies ever made. What Should Have Won, Blue Velvet. Director David Lynch's masterpiece about the dark underbelly of small-town America lifts what should have been a cliché into a twisty, sexy, dreamlike thriller filled with stunning scenes, most of which are delivered by way of a startling and Oscar-worthy Dennis Hopper performance. See also, Top Gun, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, Hannah, and Her Sisters, Salvador, At Close Range, Cobra, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Running Scared, Ruthless People, Sid and Nancy, Three Amigos, Hoosiers, The Mosquito Coast, Big Trouble in Little China, Aliens, The Fly, Manhunter, and Stand By Me. 1987. What Did Win, Last Emperor. As Long as It Is Forgettable. Full Metal Jacket. Director Stanley Kubrick's unforgettable look at the Vietnam War is two movies in one. We open with a cold, clinical but oddly comforting basic training sequence anchored by an astonishing performance from Arlie Ermey. Then we're shocked out of our comfort after being thrown into the thick of jungle battle where Adam Baldwin, full disclosure, a friend of mine, picks up where Ermey leaves off as Animal, who's part Papa Bear and part sociopath. See also, Fatal Attraction, Moonstruck, The Untouchables, Stakeout, Lethal Weapon, The Stepfather, Outrageous Fortune, Radio Days, Angel Heart, Evil Dead 2, Hollywood Shuffle, Extreme Prejudice, Three Men and a Baby, Predator, Witches of Eastwick, Roxanne, RoboCop, La Bamba, Monster Squad, Dirty Dancing, The Princess Bride, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Wall Street, Eddie Murphy, Raw, and Good Morning, Vietnam. 1988. What Did Win, Rain Man. Dustin Hoffman won the Oscar that should have gone to Tom Cruise. What Should Have Won, Colors. Director Dennis Hopper was years ahead of the curve with his unsparing look at the LAPD and urban gang life. Unfortunately, it has not aged a day. See also, A Fish Called Wanda, Big, Die Hard, Action Jackson, Shoot to Kill, Stand, and Deliver, Biloxi Blues, Beetlejuice, Colors, Shakedown, Bull Durham, Midnight Run, The Blob, Tucker, The Man and His Dream, 8 Men Out, Running on Empty, Alien Nation, The Accused, Another Woman, They Live, Mississippi Burning, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and Working Girl. 1989. What Did Win, Driving Miss Daisy. One of the most unfairly maligned movies in Oscar history is a perfectly acted and achingly sentimental look at beautiful friendship. If you remember that's what the movie is actually about, you will forget all the purely political and unfair crybabying over it. What should have won? Crimes and Misdemeanors. An astonishing year for movies, especially blockbusters, and one I spent at the drive-in. Anyway, Woody Allen's examination of a cruel natural world where God removes himself and injustice reigns is a legitimate work of art. A hilarious, infuriating, suspenseful, and tragic look at the endless complications of the human condition, most especially the conscience. The way in which Allen co-opts you to root for a cold-blooded killer, Martin Landau, to get away with it is only the icing on a mesmerizing and unforgettable cake. See also, Batman, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Lethal Weapon 2, Born on the 4th of July, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Parents, Parenthood, Cousins, The Burbs, Dead Bang, Dead Calm, Major League, Field of Dreams, Pet Sematary, Roadhouse, License to Kill, The Abyss, Uncle Buck, Casualties of War, The Package, Sea of Love, Black Rain, My Left Foot, Steel Magnolias, Do the Right Thing, Christmas Vacation, Do the Right Thing, Enemies, A Love Story, and Glory. Previous page, next page.